there are two that come to mind. Mm-hmm. One was when Lucifer, when he was the lead worshiper, and then he wanted to take over God's, I think that's where it started. And then the manifestation mm-hmm. of it was when the couple, Adam and Eve, did not obey God who had given them instructions.
Okay. So God had given Adam and Eve clear instructions. And that instruction was, do not eat. Let me repeat that word, do not eat of a particular tree. And God said, or you will surely die. Mm-hmm. And along came the serpent, the same Lucifer that you just mentioned, and he deceived Adam and Eve. He said, you shall not surely die. But remember, God had given a clear instruction, thou shalt not eat of it. And if eating was so important then, what makes eating so unimportant in 2018?
Because it was, I'm not, and I really don't want to carry this discussion too far into that thought process. You have your interpretations and you have your understanding of the Bible, and I have mine, and there are many persons who call in here who have theirs. Uh-huh. So you may feel special and particularly interested in eating. My interpretation of Colossians 2:16 and 2 Peter and a couple others suggests that the emphasis on, and I use the word emphasis deliberately, when Jesus actually told them not even to worry too much about what you eat and what you drink, is more about the same verse that we talked about in the last, the same call that you referred to. I think I referred 2:16, but there was another one that the gentleman referenced. And essentially what I took away from that is that people will be telling you about all these vain babblings about don't do this and don't do that. It is principally not what you don't do and what you, but it is what you do. You love, you care your neighbor, love yourself, and make sure you look after humanity. That's kingdom living, and that's what I endorse. Are you endorsing something different?
I am endorsing the Ten Commandments.
Okay, that's fine.
I am endorsing all 10 of the commandments.
Yes.
But apart from that, when I look at the biblical history, mm-hmm. I see that before, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, mm-hmm. their food source was fruits, nuts, and grains.
Yeah.
The flesh and the vegetables only were allowed to be eaten after the flood.
Okay.
And you will note as well that when the animals went into the ark, the clean animals, those that chew the cud and split the hoof, they went into the ark by sevens. Mm-hmm. The unclean animals went into the ark by twos, male and female. And that was so that the species could be continued. But the clean animals that went in by sevens mm-hmm. were God's plan to allow man to eat flesh after everything on the face of the earth had been destroyed. Mm-hmm. And in the case of the pig, when God said, do not touch it, he said, do not even touch the dead carcass. So, the question is, why is it clean now? And who said it was clean? Did God sanctify the pig at a later date? And I will just leave that question out there.
The only thing I would answer you to say is that, yes, he sanctified the mankind and whatever mankind ate. And that's what I believe. And I think we should also... Noah WhatsApper, yes, it is not something more important. People have their specific interests. Maybe today they're focusing today on the Bible and their interpretation of the Bible. So no, whatever they choose to call in and talk about, that's what they choose to call in and talk about. Mm-hmm. What I would say to you, and I was just responding to the WhatsApper, I thought you were gone. But what I would say to you is, if you read that same thing about Colossians 2:16, I think that's the one. Don't let anybody tell you what you should eat or shouldn't eat. I should really look for it and finish.
I think it's Colossians 2:16. Let
16.
No man judge you.
Yeah. So if you choose not to eat those meals that other people choose to eat, well, so be it. If I
it's
choose to
a
eat,
matter of personal choice.
Right. And therefore, what that person chooses is their choice. And it is, in my view, we are spending a lot of time on the smaller things and the bigger things, which are love your neighbor as yourself, care for fellow man, make sure you look out for the sick, the indigent, and the widows and those people. That's true religion. That's true religion. And I find too many people spend too much time on these small things, things that really do not bless your soul and things that do not bring the kingdom. What people are looking for in this earth, you know, there's a verse that talks about creation longs for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Yeah, they long because too many of the persons who call themselves Christians and believers spend too much time on a lot of inconsequential issues, small things, which lead them to. He thought we were finished.
Okay.
Sure you may.
The caller just now, the last caller, spoke about straining at a gnat, but swallowing a camel. I think that is exactly where you are going.
No.
If I take Colossians 2:16 in context, and I start from verse 14, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That is talking about the Mosaic law. Mm-hmm. It is not talking about the law that God himself gave and wrote with his own finger. And very often, today's Christians become confused.
Yeah.
In the two different laws.
Right. So wrapping up, thank you so much for your contribution. Wrapping up, as I started out today when I responded to the first caller who introduced the discussion on what some Christians do and what some Christians don't, I'm not having a discussion that leads to a quarrel or an argument. I am merely sharing that different people will have different perspectives. What we are called to do in the bigger scheme of things, in the kingdom of God, is to bring his kingdom on earth. We are supposed to establish, I said it earlier, to establish his kingdom and ensure that his kingdom is perpetuated throughout the earth. And I don't generally like to spend too much time discussing what is said here, what is said there. I want to spend more time either praying or helping somebody or doing something that adds value in some form or fashion. I'm not a Bible scholar, neither do I want to be. I don't want to spend too much time on it. You will have your different interpretation. Another person will have another one. But principally what we're here to do is to bring good and bring light on into the earth. I'm not going to be spending too much time on what he says, she says, and what this interpretation is. It does not bring change, and to me it brings a lot of discord and a lot of unnecessary discussion that really, nobody is better than the other person. All of us are striving towards something, and I feel passionately about this because the discussion always ends up in, oh, this is what the teachings of this person says, and this is what that teaching of that other person said. And there are some people who do very good, they do a lot of good, but then all of it is canceled because they don't have a good heart, so they may give a lot in one space and they're not nice in another. And all of us are striving to perfection, but who helps us? And that's why one of my best verses is found in Proverbs. Lean not on your own understanding, in everything that you know, full stop. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Who's him? God Almighty. And he will direct your path. And sometimes you may make a stumbling block here. Sometimes you may make a fall here. But we are walking towards something. And that's my contribution as it relates to that. This is Down to Brass Stacks. It's now 27 minutes after 12 o'clock. We will go to the latest. It's now 12:43 today. We're going on until 1 p.m. This is Down to Brass Stacks. We have a couple callers on the line. So you're in Down to Brass Stacks.
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. I kind of picked up on the discussion you were having a little while ago, and it so it caught my attention. I waited patiently to get in. I wanted to say firstly that I've listened to you as a moderator before, and I always enjoy your even-handed objectivity and so on. Right? Mm-hmm. Just want to encourage you to keep up the good work.
Okay.
As well as your technician, Mr. Johnson. I like to listen to him also.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he's a technician, or I mean, you don't like to hear him come in. He's a technician. You can't hear. Just kidding.
Yeah, fair enough. That's all right. What is really interesting about the discussion is that it just shows us what will remain as long as the earth remains, different mm-hmm. points of view.
That's right.
And it's so important for us all to remain humble mm-hmm. and teachable.
That's right.
Because I find one of the biggest problems, not only here locally, but around the world today, is anybody who pulls excerpts of scriptures mm-hmm. from one book and the next book, and then, you know, you never really can get the full context of what is being said if people don't take the time, especially, and there's a scripture that actually says, you know, you who purport to be teachers, be careful, because you are going to have to give the more accountability
That's
for
right.
it.
A greater level of accountability, yes.
Yeah. So, and another place, somebody says, you know, when you're dealing with knowledge, make sure you drink deep those pristine pools, if I'm quoting it correctly, because there's no end to all the information.
No
and
end.
The information is, oh my goodness.
Mm.
You know, that we're living in now. So you can really get caught up. But the simplicity of the gospel that is in Jesus Christ is... it's basically what I would say we all need to pursue. When you speak in terms of actually living it out, actually fleshing
it out.
You
don't live it out and flesh it out. That's right.
Yeah, that's really the most vital thing. And we never do that in our own ability. Mm-hmm. We might attempt to, but I'm under the same condemnation of the law, because if we miss in one area or the next,
that's right.
The law is still there to condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
So he came and he provided a more excellent way.
Mm-hmm.
The way of love. God so loved that Christ came and gave himself for us.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do
mm-hmm.
is give ourselves to him and daily allow him to be our very life.
That's right.
So many people in our little nation,
mm-hmm.
they have the letter, but what of the spirit?
The spirit, WhatsApper did share that piece, and I didn't repeat
the letter
that time, because by then there were several other WhatsApps.
You know, and this is the life-giving spirit. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit to those who would not trust their own righteousness, which is self-righteousness, but would trust in his. So just to the point that was being made on the earlier by the lady who called earlier,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it and you think in terms of eating, And she's saying the significance of it, but in he, who is her Lord, not Moses,
mm-hmm.
who got the revelation with the finger of God, but this is God now in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
said that what goes into the mouth...
is more, heart. That's what defiles the man.
Right, is what comes out of the heart.
Is what comes out of the heart. That matters more than what goes in.
So even in the first century, when after his death, burial, and resurrection,
mm-hmm.
you have Peter not wanting to go to Cornelius at Joppa.
Yeah.
You know, because he's saying, I'm a good Jew.
I'm not a part of those people.
I don't deal with those people. You know?
But
God said, call not unclean what I call clean. Now, I'm not giving license for sin. I'm just saying when God says that, you know, call not unclean what he calls clean, he's telling you that a new covenant has been ushered in through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, so we all, you know, need to, because I'm not saying that, actually it says that persons who have issues with eat not, handle not, keeping the Sabbath, not keeping the Sabbath and those things, you let them be. That they can't impose on new covenant believers who do not come from a Jewish tradition.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That we have to observe Jewish law.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's all very interesting. And I just wanted to say those few things and say, you know, you guys really do a great job
mm-hmm.
and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Nice and sober, committing us to remain humble and to continue to learn. And to make sure that we live out the words that have been shared with us. I want to encourage those persons out there who have children in their lives in some form, shape, or fashion to impart something positive impart something that is lasting. I was doing some reflecting quite recently. I had a good opportunity last Saturday to share a birthday celebration with one of my friends from secondary school. She turned 40, and her father was there. I hadn't seen him in a little while, and I was able to have a little quick chat with him and take a photo and just enjoy the little time I had with him. But he was one of those very instrumental persons in my life back in the day. He talked to me about so many matters. He would, you know, he was very philosophical, and he would share and engage me on a lot of matters. His main, of course, interest was politics. And it was at that tender age of 17 that I had that very keen interest as a result of my spending time with him. We nearly 2 years, we would have a lot of discussions on a daily basis. And, you know, I want to say that we have an impact, even if we don't know it's going to happen or take place. These conversations we have with young people can put them in good stead. And then another person who I spent a lot of time with was my headmaster at Common Mare School. He would actually take me to school on occasion. And in my latter years, he would try to teach me a word a day. And these weren't any ordinary words. A lot of very interesting words my task was, he didn't give me this task, but what I used to do, I took each word and put it into a sentence. And I used it on my school friends, and they always used to laugh at me. Lisa always coming with these big words. But it helped me to have a real great appreciation for words. And prior to that, I guess too, because I liked it, prior to that, my brother and I, many, many, many years prior, and many years ago, he and I would read the dictionary, look for the biggest words, learn to spell them, and then come back with a competition. And I remember at the age of 10, I could spell a word that had, I can't remember how many letters it had in, but anti-disestablishmentarianism, that was the biggest word. And we used to rattle it off, ANTIDISESTABLSHMENTIRNASM, right? And who said it the quickest would either win something, you know? So the times that we have with younger people, sometimes we may not know the value that we are bringing to them, but talk to them. There are so many things happening. Sometimes people want to hear a different perspective, or sometimes they just want to know what's happening to you. So talk to those young people in your lives. As I reflect on the different people who I've encountered, and then prior to us coming back after the news, Dennis and I were talking about the awesome woman in Miss Avril Gollop, cabinet secretary. And some of the words that we use, she was very particular. You know, she was a consummate professional. You know, she was stiff as well. Because I did have some encounters with her where she was like, yes, Lisa. You know, she would put you in your place and that kind of thing. But I really respected the person that she was. And I respected the impact that she had. You know, the few encounters that we would have had. Not a few, but the number of encounters that we would have had. She left a good impression on me. So you do have a way and a role to play in impacting those who come after you, and don't see your role as a small role. It's a critical role, because the next generation, I'm now living out a lot of the things that would have been inculcated in me whether by my parents or, you know, different people who have done something to help me along the way, along this wonderful path. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. It's 12:52 p.m. We're going until 1 p.m. Are you there, Down to Brass Tacks?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to put in my little 10 cents worth.
Sure. I thought it would be two, but you have more than two, so 2 by 5 is 10.
My whole thing with this Christian business,
mm-hmm.
I think religion got the whole thing confused.
You're right. It's religion, you know, and not Christianity.
I belong to the Seventh Days and being taught a doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to the Jehovah's as another doctrine.
That's right.
These evangelicals is another doctrine, and on. The Bible says, don't take no thought for tomorrow you will eat and drink. That's out of the issue. My thing about the eating and drinking is if I invite you to my house for a meal and you don't eat pork, I should not cook pork. Because I've invited you, I should make you as comfortable as possible. So if you don't eat pork, I shouldn't do nothing with pork. That's my thing about the eating.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, if your stomach can take things and you can live, eat. other thing about it is, Jesus came and realized that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were pressuring people into living the Ten Commandments that Moses wrote on the tablet. Yeah?
Okay.
And Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul.
Mm.
And, hear that conjunction?
Yep.
And
neighbor.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
If you don't want me to hit you with a rock,
don't hit me with a rock. Agree.
I am supposed to love you whether. And he went further and said, love your enemies.
And pray for them.
And my father told me, as a young girl, he said to me, if you have an enemy and offend you, don't go fighting up. If they want a glass of water, wash the glass creaky clean and give it to them.
Bless them.
And it's only when I got bigger that I realized what he was saying, because the Bible tells me when I do those things, I am heaping coals of fire on that person's head.
Mm-hmm.
I have been offended by many people and I have been fighting. I don't know what you're saying. No, I look for an opportunity to serve them. And the Lord put opportunities in line because my heart was not to hold you on my head. I used to bring water back in the day and the bucket used to be heavy on your head. I cannot carry you or Dennis or nobody on my little heart. My little heart has the love in it to extend, not a human being. I'm saying we get cornered with all this religion and everybody forcing their way down your throat. The easiest thing to do is do what Jesus said in those two commandments that he summed up.
You're sure easy, though? You're really, really sure easy to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself? Why, if it is so easy, why the world is filled with so much hatred, so much killing, so much dissension, so much angry people, so much wars?
If you read 2 Timothy chapter 2, you will see why the world is so. The Bible don't tell you what's going to happen.
Right, but I'm asking you that question simply because ain't as easy as it sounds.
It is not easy because the Bible also said, live in peace with your neighbor if, that's the operative word there, if possible. And it is not easy to live with everybody. I wish that everybody would love me. That you it ain't easy to love everybody.
Okay.
And what we got to understand that we all have faults. What we should do, don't condemn the person.
Okay.
But it is these things that they do that you may condemn, not the person. And about this whole thing with lesbianism and so, there is no government anywhere in this world that should be subjected to put legislation to protect people. That is their private life.
Okay.
What I will condemn is when they want to force it on children who don't have at this stage their own way of thinking. They force things on children. So what I'm saying, I will still love those people because that's what the Bible tells me I should do. But I am not going into their stuff because as Billboard say, when you whatever you do and change you set, you still can't have a baby because that's not your makeup.
Okay. The music tells me that we are on the way out. It has been my pleasure today. Today has been an interesting discussion. I can't necessarily call it a Bible study. I'm getting some slack here from some of my WhatsAppers saying that, you know, contribution to dominated by issues relative to the Bible. I always tell people if you don't like how a particular discussion is going, you call and you add your piece onto the program. If you think it hasn't too much people talking about Bible talk, call and talk about the wall. Call and talk about a little bit about politics. Talk about what's happening in society today, the National Day of Significance, the 26th of July. Call and talk about those things. Whatever you want to talk about, you make the program. Yes, the moderator guides. But I'm going to thank you callers for calling because it is y'all that make the program as it is. If we were just sitting here as moderators talking all over our face, it wouldn't be the same program. So I want to specially thank all of those persons who took the time to call us, share their views, some of which I might have agreed with, some of which I don't agree with. The WhatsAppers who share their views as well, I want to thank you as well for also adding the value to the discussion. And I want to thank Dennis, who has been the producer for today. It has been my pleasure. My name is Lisa Gale. Have a good day.